He came from the American Midwest. In high school, he did musical imitations of Little Richard and Buddy Holly. But his greatest musical inspiration came from the legendary folk minstrel Woody Guthrie. He dropped out of college, took his guitar, and when he was 20 years old, went to New York's Greenwich Village to write folk songs. This is a story of Robert Zimmerman, better known as Bob Dylan.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Blowin' in the Wind, one of Dylan's earliest compositions. It became the song of the civil rights protest movement and a million seller for Peter, Paul, and Mary in 1963. Its simple yet powerful lyric helped make Dylan an underground folk hero, the spokesman for a new, politically involved youth.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging,
We'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
The Times Era Changin' established Dylan as a performer, but more importantly, as a writer. By today's standard, his lyrics are not very unusual. But 1964 was a time when songs like She Loves You and Ragdoll were topping the charts, and Dylan's lyrics were considered heavy stuff. As time went on, his growing following made him a hero, a symbol of everything that rock wasn't. Deep, reflective, and very serious. But throughout his career, Dylan refused to become a captive of the protest movement.
Well, what does it mean, protest? And what does it mean? Like, what are they protest? What is a protest? I mean, people were protesting, writing those kind of songs years ago on the East Coast. It's very, you know, everybody out there knows all about that. But I don't know. I'm not really connected to that. I'm not into what other people do that much.
In 1965, he released an album called Bringing It All Back Home. One side featured the original Dylan folk style, but the other side stunned his fans. Dylan used an electric guitar and a rock sound that brought him his first top 40 single.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Subterranean Homesick Blues, an innovation for Bob Dylan, 1965. The lyrics were nothing new for him, but the sound was electric, what we know today as folk rock. Later that year, Dylan started playing with a group of rock and roll musicians led by Robbie Robertson.
I got a call to come into New York City. We were playing in a place near Atlantic City. I went up and met him in New York, and we talked for a moment, and then we went and played some music, and it was very easy to play with him. I mean, he was, you know, it was quick, spontaneous. We both knew some particular things about music that we related on, and it was just very natural.
Dylan's new rock style infuriated the folk world, but it brought him a wider audience and his first top 10 record. We'll hear it in a moment when we continue with Bob Dylan. The story of Bob Dylan continues with his first top 10 single from 1965.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from princess on the steeple and all the pretty people out drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Like a Rolling Stone brought Dylan to a mass audience for the first time and was one of the first pop records longer than 3 minutes to gain wide radio airplay. But as Dylan's fame spread, so did the controversy. Again, Robbie Robertson.
They had this whole tour set out in a private plane. It was a big move for us. I mean, we'd been playing honky-tonks around the country, rough joints for years and years, and all of a sudden it's private planes and suites and hotels and flying around the country. But what was strange about it was that everywhere we played, the audience booed us. You know, we thought, this is a strange way to make a living, flying around in private planes. You get off, you go in, they boo you, and then you go get back on the plane, you fly somewhere else, and they boo you. And we did that all over the world, you know. It was part of, like, the procedure. People would come, they would pay money to come, you know, and he would play, he would sing some folk songs and his everything, and then we would play with them, and they would boo, you know, and it was part of it. I mean, we accepted it the same way as we accepted applause after a while.
You're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what he don't know to begin with? Surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream? the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand? It's not my could stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes.
Positively 4th Street, another step in Dylan's move away from pure folk and into a new direction, folk rock. The next year, 1966, Dylan moved in many different directions on his new album, Blonde on Blonde. The lyrics continued to captivate his audience, and the music covered many styles, from country to folk to blues to pure rock and roll.
We were on tour, and in the middle of the tour, he had accidentally written a bunch of songs, and one night him and I flew to Nashville. We went there and we recorded a bunch of things, and that was, most of the Blonde on Blonde album. And I think I forget what happened. We went back once more or something and finished it. You know, we'd record a song, and then everybody would knock off for a few minutes, and he would work on some lyrics, and everybody would, you know, get a coffee or something to eat. And by the time they got back in, we'd cut that song, we'd do the next one. I went for a walk outside just to get some fresh air. When I came back in, they had just finished recording Everybody Must Get Stoned.
They said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Stone.
you and then you'll come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. Yes, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
On the album Blonde on Blonde, Rainy Day Women numbers 12 and 35, a song which reflects the unpolished style typical of a lot of Dylan's recordings. The second single release from the album displayed the original Dylan folk style. We'll hear that record when we continue. We continue now with Bob Dylan, 1966.
Undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because you lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
Bob Dylan and I Want You from the album Blonde on Blonde. Another single came from that LP. It didn't make the top 10, but it did become a Dylan classic.
Nobody feels any pain. Tonight is I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does.
does, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. It was rain from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. When we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, you make love just like a woman. Yes, you do, then you ache just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl.
Just Like a Woman, from Blonde on Blonde. To the public, Dylan seemed a shadowy, confusing person. It was an image he seemed to like, and one he reinforced at a rare press conference.
Bob, what sort of technique do you use when you write songs? Or don't you call it any sort of technique? How do you do it? Do you play on the piano first, or write the music down first, or the lyrics? What do you do?
No, I just sit down, and the next thing I know, it's there.
How does it come there?
How does it come there? I just sit down, I write, the next thing I know, it's there.
And did you think about it and tell us?
No. I just do things. I don't think at all.
While Dylan's own recordings of his songs sold millions, others were to use his compositions to score hits of their own. Here's a sampling of just a few.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm
my friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty wind. Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty wind.
Precious time, I don't think twice, it's all right.
Those songs were written by Bob Dylan. On July 29, 1966, Dylan's career almost ended. He was riding his motorcycle near his home in upstate New York and had a serious near-fatal accident. Little was known by the public. Dylan disappeared behind a screen of silence and rumors were rampant. His followers wondered if he'd ever write or sing again. It was a long 2 years, but by 1968, Dylan recovered and released a new album called John Wesley Harding. The sound was mellow, the style early Dylan, and one of the songs was All Along the Watchtower.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
All Along the Watchtower, a song later popularized by Jimi Hendrix. It was typical of a pensive, almost religious theme of Dylan's first album since his brush with death. It seemed that he'd thrown out the rock influence that had been so important in his previous albums. But once again, Dylan surprised people. This time, he drew on country music. He recorded an album called Nashville Skyline and released what became one of his biggest selling singles.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Bob Dylan and Lay, Lady, Lay. 4 years later, he scored again with a song he wrote for the movies. We'll hear it in a moment when we continue with Bob Dylan. We continue now with Bob Dylan into 1973. Bob Dylan and Knockin' on Heaven's Door from the soundtrack he wrote for the film Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. Dylan also appeared in the movie playing a tough Western gunslinger. That was one of the few times Dylan had been seen by the public since his motorcycle accident in the mid-60s. Another occasion was when he joined his friends at the concert for Bangladesh.
I'd like to bring on a friend of us all, Mr. Bob Dylan.
Call him a man. How many seas must one blowing in the wind. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, where's the I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I come following you.
Several years after Bangladesh, Dylan decided to go on tour. Robbie Robertson.
He was living in Malibu some of the time, and I came out there, and we got together, and just I hadn't seen him in a while. We had talked on the phone, but I hadn't seen him in a while, and we were just talking about, we're great dreamers. Every time we would get together, we would think of a million ideas of things that we could do or could be done, or, you know, should be done, or we should forget. You know, it was always though. Big dreams, and like maybe 1% of them we would go for, you know. There was just too many to really take them all serious. And we had talked about doing that and kicked it around a little bit, and all of a sudden it became like something that was really appealing. Enough time had gone by, it was beyond everybody's expectations. Then everybody had expected us to do something for a long time, and it had kind of blown over a little bit, and it was there was something interesting about it, and we just said, let's do it. You know, I called the guys in the band, and next thing we were rehearsing for it.
It all came together in 1974.
I guess he was considered, in a traditional sense, a folk singer, and in a traditional sense, we were considered a rock and roll band. When we played together, I guess the natural thing for them to pen it would be folk rock or whatever. I mean, all we were trying to do was express the songs. We were trying to play them, you know. I mean, it was a strange marriage because in our music was violent and hard and fast and exploded, you know, constantly throughout the songs. And so when we played together, it was taking these, you know, very, very wordy songs and making that not so important any longer. I mean, if you could hardly hear them and for the explosions going on. But he really enjoyed the sense of hardness and violence and bigness in the sound. I mean, it was a great feeling to have that huge wall, you know, and instead of him, you know, whispering and through these songs, and he had to scream the songs, you know, just to get above this wall of sound, and he liked it. I mean, it was a great emotional outlet, I guess. I don't know.
Time will tell who is fair.
Bob Dylan, poet, composer, performer, innovator. His songs have brought new depth and meaning to contemporary music. One of the true giants in the history of rock and roll.